Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a young man with ambitious plans, I understand, according to his superiors as well as his colleagues. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please help me welcome Mr. David Nyimwenavali, the Executive Assistant to the CEO and Group Strategy Analyst with Old Mutual Namibia. Good day, David. How are you doing today?
Good day, NSK. I'm great and excited to be here. And congrats on actually getting my surname right. Huh?
I have lived
my whole life trying to break it down in small bits, but now well done.
No, thank you very much.
No, the pleasure is mine. So just to talk about my journey. So I come from humble beginnings. I'm a village boy. I come from deep in the Angwena region.
Yeah.
A village called Onambaba next to Ngwelume. In 1999, when I was in grade 3, so I went to Zimbabwe actually. One of my uncles became an ambassador in Zimbabwe, and my parents, being teachers, actually saw this as an opportunity for my development because Zimbabwe had one of the best education systems at the time. I finished my grade 8 in Zimbabwe. I came back to Namibia in 2005, completed my high school at Oshigambo High School. That really was my early development, and I matriculated in 2008. The plan was to go to South Africa in 2009. I had a few delays with my exemption certificate. So I was forced to actually stay in Namibia in 2009. I became one of the pioneering students at the new Jose Eduardo dos Santos campus in Ngwediva.
Yes.
2010, during the South Africa World Cup, I got accepted. I got a bursary. Went to further my studies at Wits University. I completed my 4 years at Wits. Graduated in December 2013.
Yeah.
And then, yes, and then my...
What was the qualification, sorry?
It was in mining engineering. So, 2014, I was back in Namibia. It's time to start looking for work. But lucky enough, I had a bursary, so it was obligatory to start working for your bursary sponsor.
Sponsor, yes, yeah.
So, I started working at Scorpion Zinc in Rospina in the Karas region. I spent 4 great years there. I actually then sacrificed everything I had built up. I had
in Rospina now.
In Rospina now, actually. So I decided to sell my car. I decided to resign. But I knew deep inside there was something more I had to do. So I applied for the MBA at Stellenbosch. So 2018, I decided to do my MBA full-time. What a year it was.
So you moved to SA now.
I moved to SA.
So
2018, I would actually say that was one of the greatest years in my life because I really developed as a leader. It was also my first time I experienced to go overseas. I went to Boston in the United States. Yeah, and it was such a great year. I graduated in end of 2018 since it was a full-time MBA.
Yeah.
And yeah, so then reality obviously happened. I had to come back to Namibia. And believe it or not, with all my confidence, with all my experience with an MBA, when I came back, the economy was really down. So I actually did struggle to find a job for about 6 months.
My goodness.
I think it will humble you. My patience paid off. I eventually got a call from a company here in Windhoek, EOS Capital. So I was offered an opportunity there to now officially enter the financial services sector.
Something that you've been wanting to do.
Yes, yeah. And I, not a few months, almost to a year after being with EOS, another giant came calling and Old Mitchell came knocking at the door, and here I am today.
And here you are sharing your story. Now, David, now as a figure of the community and also as an ardent professional, what challenges do you face on a daily?
So what I did, it's what they call career pivoting. I studied engineering. I enjoyed my job. But then at some point, obviously, as you discover yourself and your talents, I made a decision to enter the financial services sector. So this was a completely different sector compared to engineering. So the first challenge, obviously, is adapting to the new culture. So that's obviously a continuous adjustment, but I think I've improved slowly, so that anyone who does career pivoting, that's something you definitely will experience. The second thing I would really say, being a young leader, it's a challenge for anyone. But I think to calm nerves, you should always remember that leadership is not bought. You can't buy leadership. Leadership is earned. You need to earn respect.
Yes.
And at the beginning, it was obviously a bit tough, you know, being young, working with, having to be a leader with people older than your father, especially when I was a graduate and today now working at a corporate. So moving into financial services, obviously, it's full of uncertainty. COVID-19 was one of, obviously, the big unexpected bombs that obviously just invaded us. But it's something that I still obviously continue to challenge, kind of struggle with. But I'm learning to embrace uncertainty. So that's something I continuously get challenged with, but I have learned to embrace it. The last thing, especially being in financial services, a big challenge we have in Namibia, financial education. But financial education is definitely a problem area that we deal with every day. Yeah, so that's about it.
Fresh FM salutes.
You know, what you receive out of what you do for other people is what you get in your life. And that's what we're all here to do.
Change is within us. We all have to change for the change to be collective. If we're expecting one person to change the world, it won't happen. So we all have to be a part of that change.
Join Fresh FM as we celebrate Women's History Month.
Win the ultimate UK soccer experience 4-2 with Castrol. Enjoy a full weekend of activities and match hospitality while watching the English Premier League live.
Nice strike!
All you have to do is buy any Castrol engine or transmission oil at a participating store, scan the QR code and submit. Keep your till slip as proof of purchase. Make sure you stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime weekend trip to the UK. Competition valid till the 31st of May. T's and C's apply. Castrol, it's more than oil. It's liquid engineering.
Absolutely superb!
Yo, what up, dog? Look.
Fresh baby, energy so in the morning.
On 102.9.
Give it some.
My name is NSK, and today's guest is a man that sits among CEOs and board of directors. As a young professional who at some point was residing in the incredible country of Zimbabwe as a result of family, and then he also made the great trek to South Africa for studies, he comes back and he finds himself in a predicament where he does not have a job for almost 6 months. Now, David, looking at now our youth now, you know, especially the girl and the boy child that find themselves in the small towns. You mentioned that you are originally from the Ohangwena region. What do you tell that child that is still stuck in the small town, that's still trying to make it, that's sitting there and that's listening to this and that's saying, I want to be like him?
Yeah, so my message to the girl and boy child, the first thing first, never let your circumstances define you. Why? Because who you are precedes what you do. And so always dream big. You can be whatever you want to be. If you're listening and you are not in a favorable situation, take that as inspiration that things can only get better. The second thing that I think every young girl and boy child needs to listen to is that everyone is a genius. So this is a famous quote by Albert Einstein. And one thing that I've experienced, especially with our culture times in Africa, even here just in Namibia, you know, we spend most of our life, especially as a young child, focused on our weaknesses, trying to improve our weaknesses. You spending 10, 20, 30 years trying to improve your handwriting using your left hand while you're right-handed, and not spending most of that time using your right hand. And if you think about it, that's how you create global superstars at times. You know, it was very inspiring when you see people like Christine Boma and Beatrice Masilingi obviously really uplift the nation. And we have a lot of more people like that out there.
Yes.
But at times I think we focus too much on our weaknesses and not really just leveraging on our strengths. And really, you know, once you know your strengths, really the sky's the limit. So really my message out there is stay hungry, stay foolish, especially if you're a girl and boy child. imagination is more important than knowledge. That's a very famous quote by Albert Einstein. Internal authenticity, and I think as Namibians, the evidence is out there. We don't release a lot of patents and discover a lot of new things to the world. We are more focused on really doing things that are done already and not really trying to embrace our own uniqueness. So that's for the boy and girl child. For the young professionals, so the first thing first, as a young professional, I have a key important message. Successful leaders are intentional. And what I usually see amongst us young professionals is that we are not intentional. And being intentional means we need to know what we are doing and why we are doing it. And to achieve this, there are 5 steps. So this is not really my steps. These are well-known steps. So the first thing you need to do really is have a purpose worth living for. The second thing is know your strengths and weaknesses. So self-awareness is very important. The third thing is prioritize your responsibilities. The fourth thing is learn to say no. And the last thing, which is the most important thing, is commit yourself to long-term achievement in terms of a career. And like they say, you should never aim to have a job. Aim to have a career. If you want to be an entrepreneur, it's the same concept as well. Just to add on to that, actually, authenticity. I have heard this in everywhere I have traveled. You need to discover your authenticity, both as an individual and as a leader. There's a famous quote by Steve Jobs. He says, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition." And really, you need to discover your passion. I discovered my passion when I was an engineer. My passion really is about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And today I'm working with executives. And I know that's my legacy that I would want to leave behind is not how much wealth I gathered. It's about the leadership impact I have created, the people I would have helped in my life and the people I've worked with as well. And another thing, maybe just to add, I think what we are lacking, not just in Namibia, but across Africa, is mentorship. No matter how confident you are or how smart you are, or whether you think you are in control of things, we all need mentors.
Yes.
They play such a critical role in your development, and this is real development. And if you can't get a mentor, at least then start reading. Make reading a habit. I know it's not easy, there's social media, but we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's very important. And maybe the last thing, just to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Happiness is not a destination. It is a journey.
It is a journey.
So that's really about it from me. Yeah. And most important, leadership first starts with you.
What an incredible journey. I thank you. I really do. I can almost promise you that the fresh listener will take so much of what you put on the table today, and they are going to run with it. You are inspirational, and we wish you all the best with the road ahead.
Thank you very much.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK.
Fresh Titans is proudly brought to you by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian.
Save more with these Mega March savings at Voerman Brock. Get 400 gram Ladysmith cheese for only $46.99. 2 liter original Coca-Cola for only $17.99. 700 ml Wellington's tomato sauce for just $19.99. And 7 kilogram Bonzo dried dog food for only $99.99. Catch all the latest specials and more at voermanbrock.com.